Like I say, we appreciate the privilege, opportunity to be back, house of the Lord, tonight. Just trust you'll pray for us for just a minute. Might be able to get ourselves out of the way. Do that, we feel the Lord's laid on our hearts. Very familiar scripture we're going to read tonight. Don't know all together what we might do, but we're going to read it to you. God help us. Ninth chapter of the book of Isaiah. Sing you a song tonight if I could remember the words. I can't remember the words and it ain't in no book. Ninth chapter, book of Isaiah. We'll start with the first verse. You just pray for us. Don't know altogether what we might do or say, or do anything as far as that goes. First verse, ninth chapter, Isaiah. Nevertheless, the dimness shall not be such as was in her vexation, when at the first he lightly afflicted the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, and afterward did more grievously afflict her by the way of the sea and beyond Jordan in Galilee of the nations. The people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them hath the light shined. Thou hast multiplied the nation and not increased the joy. They joy before thee according to the joy in harvest. And as men rejoice when they divide the spoil. For thou hast broken the yoke of his burden and the staff of his shoulder, the rod of his oppressor, as in the day of Midian. For every battle of the warrior is with confused noise and garments rolled in blood. But this shall be with burning and fuel of fire. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. And the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom to order it and to establish it with judgment and justice from henceforth, even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this." That's all I'm going to read tonight. Don't know all together, so we may mention what we'll do, what we'll say on this, if we'll say anything on it. But I got a thought. Don't know altogether what we can do with it, but I've got a thought. But I want to talk to you just a minute before I get into the message. And the scripture says here that he says, "Thou hast multiplied the nation and not increased the joy." He said, "They joy before thee according to the joy in harvest." And he made mention that they joyed, but it wasn't the joy of knowing the Lord, or of having a relationship with the Lord, or even the joy toward God. Their joy was the joy of them receiving that of the harvest or the increase, if you'll have it. And he said, "Their joy is as men rejoice when they divide the spoil." Now, you may not tonight, you may not think there's difference in joy, but there is. And it's just like love. Love, to me, is another word that people have got way out of kilter. They'll tell you they love you, but the truth of it is they really don't know what love is. Joy here, as the Lord began to talk through Isaiah, he said, they don't have joy. He said, they have increased. He said, I've multiplied them. He said, but their joy has not increased. Their joy. And he says, but the reason being is that the only joy they know is the joy when they receive things. Now, it takes something, my friend, to love somebody when they do not love you, nor do they show their love towards you. You ain't gonna like it. I can't help it. Brethren, there's a love, the Bible says, that love will cover a multitude of sin. Will it not? It will. Now love, my friend, you go over and you read about charity in the New Testament, and you can read about love. None of this has to do with what I'm going to preach tonight, I don't think. But I'm one that has to back up sometimes. So if I have to back up, I'll just back up. But love is one of those words, my friend, that is used very, very loosely. Very. I'm talking about from one individual to another, my friend, it is used very loosely. Yes, it is. And I wonder sometimes, if we really realize what it takes, my friend, to love God tonight. Brethren, the Bible says, the commandment is, love Him with all your heart tonight. I'm not your judge, but I'm going to say this. Brethren, I'm afraid we come up all short tonight when it comes to loving God. I'm going I don't know why, but I'm going to say it. There's some things that come to me and I'll never tell people, and I'll never tell anybody, and I'll never preach about it. But brethren, there's some things that the Lord has put in place, brethren, and He put it in place that it might, brethren, increase that between man and God from the beginning. Yes, sir. Brethren, when Adam did not have an helpmate, brethren, God made him one. Glory, thanks be to God. He'll still make one tonight. Woo! Hallelujah! He'll do it. Thank God He'll change your mind. He'll change your heart. But it's going to take it all tonight. All of it. You can't half-heartedly do it. I think sometimes, my friend, that we think that love all together ought to forgive everything. You ain't going to like it. I done told you, and I'm just going to tell you. Brethren, love is just like truth. It'll stand, and brethren, it'll be right. Whatever, thank God, it dishes out. There ain't a one of us that don't believe that God's a compassionate God. Did not He show His love for all mankind? For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever should believe in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Woo! That ought to make you shout. Thank God that's His love toward us. That's how much He loves you. But in all His love, brethren, there is still some wrath. Preacher, I don't believe that. You may not think much of me when I tell you what I'm fixing to tell you. But I'm going to be honest with you. I loved my family and I raised my family. Brethren, the way that I seen fit between me and God, I'm going to be honest with you. What I could get by with between me and God. Hear me? But brethren, there's times I got mad. There's times I got angry. Brethren, there's times I'd like to choke every one of them. Preacher, that ain't love. Read your book. Did it mean that I did not love them? No, sir. No, sir. There's nobody in this world that loves my family like I do. You know that? Nobody. Brethren, but a lot of times Their ways of doing make me angry. And you know what Randy has to do? Randy has to pray. And be sure that he does not act out in that anger, my friend. Because it will cost you. Yes, sir. It will cost you. Brethren, the Lord Himself, all the way down through the ages of time, I can forget right now what I was going to preach on tonight. Y'all ain't got a clue no way, so it don't really matter. Do you know that? But I can forget right now. You say, preacher, it don't work. I can tell you it works that way. It's leaving. You know what I mean? It's going. Brethren, there's things that I put up with my family because I love them. Yes, sir. Can I tell you that everybody in my family does what Randy wants them to do? They're out of my house. They steal my family. You hear me? Preacher, do you really love them? You better believe I do. Listen. God loves us. I venture to say, my friend, that it hurt the Lord Himself when He had to tell Moses, you ain't going to carry them over. He brought them out, Robert. He was the man that God chose to do so. Was he not? But there was something that Moses was supposed to do, and he did not do it. Folks, I'm going to tell you something. This thing works a lot closer than we really realize tonight. Disobedience, my friend, will keep you in trouble. Disobedience to the Lord. Lord, why you want me to do this? What? Lord, why do I gotta go? I've asked them questions. Yes, sir. I've asked them questions. Now, you can shoot me, do away with me, whatever you want to, but I fall in the category of disobedience also. Yes, I do. But I'm going to tell you something. I've always found Him to be reasonable. But most of the time when He gets something and He wants you to do it, you're going to do it. You may do it in a manner that you won't get no blessing out of it. Preacher, that ain't love. Love today, my friend, is so loose. Yes, sir. So loose. I'm going to say this, folks. I ain't talking to a lost world. Brethren, it's loosely used in the church. Yes, sir. It's loosely used, my friend, in the field of Christianity. Yes, sir. I don't know. I can't tell you what to do in your circumstance other than just be obedient. You be obedient. Now I'm going to say, brethren, sisters, two wrongs don't make a right. It don't work. There's things, my friend, Peter himself. Can I tell you, when the Lord spoke to Peter, he said, Peter, lovest thou me? Yes, Lord. He said, feed my lambs. Peter, lovest thou me? Yes, Lord. Feed my sheep. Peter, lovest thou me? Lord, you know that I love you, not this and that and another. He said, feed my sheep. He come on down and he told Peter, he said, Peter, I've prayed for thee. I prayed to the Father for thee until thou art converted. Yes, sir. Peter needed something. Preacher, you don't think Peter loved the Lord? I know he did. I believe he answered him correct on all three occasions. I don't believe there was a bone in his body that did not believe that he didn't love God. Amen. He said, Peter, before the cock crow, you'll deny me thrice. Three times. How many times did he ask him to love him? Peter, do you love me? On the surface, my friend, we think that we know the definition of love. Do you know that? On the surface, my friend, I can tell you. I can honestly tell you, brethren, that a man and a woman married for years on end, brethren, they're not going to agree on everything. But brethren, that love will overcome it all today. Amen. Brother Leon Tao preaching one night, and he made mention, he said, man asked him one time, did him and his wife argue? He said, no. They'd been married for years. He said, no. He said, I can't say that we've ever argued. He said, but some of our neighbors says we sure have discussed things before. Huh? Got a little loud, didn't it? Huh? Got a little out of the ordinary. Huh? She done me wrong. Yeah. He done me wrong. Yeah. You know you messed up. Can't hardly make them things right, can you? Think about it. But I'm going to tell you something. Brethren, that love will bind things up. Did you know that Jesus knew for a fact that Peter was going to deny him three times? It's just not by haphazardly, brethren, that Peter was close enough to see Jesus when, my friend, he is in Pilate's hall. Yes, sir. He come on the scene and some of them said, you're one of them. He said, I don't know him. And after a while, somebody else said, you're one of them. He said, I know him not. Huh? Down there warming himself by the fire. The Bible says, the little damsel said, you are one of them. thy speech betrayeth thee. You know what happened? Cock crowed. You know what happened? Jesus looked specifically at Peter. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And Peter went out and wept. Yes, sir, bitterly. Did God love him? Yes, he did. Did Jesus love him? Yes, he did. Listen, Peter didn't know what was fixing to happen. He had no clue. Listen, I'm going to tell you something, my friend. If it ain't just like the vow said, for better, for worse, you say, preacher, that ain't got nothing to do with the church. It's got all in this world to do with the church. Brethren, Christ depicted the church, portrayed the church just like a man and a wife. Yes, sir. Listen, what did he tell Adam in the beginning, my friend, when he made him that helpmate? He said, for this cause shall a man leave his father and his mother and cleave unto his wife. And brother, that word cleave got some adjectives, some adverbs, some everything else on it. Yes, sir. Cleave. You study it. Cleave. Hold on. Thank God through the thick, through the thin. Thank God love will overcome it. Yes, it will. If there's any love there. You hear me? Preacher, I don't know. I don't know about you tonight. I'm not off the mark. I'm not off the mark. Brethren, it behooves us, brethren, to search our hearts and to see where our love really lies. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You may think, well, preacher, you don't think there's no good people in this world. I've been told by a friend, well, preacher, everybody can't live like you want them to. Well, they don't live like I want them to, so it doesn't matter. Don't stop me from wanting to. Did you know that? It don't stop the Lord, my friend. Keep drawing that heart. Keep pulling on them strings. You know, God knows more about you than you think you do, that you think He does. Truth of it is, He knows more about you than you know yourself. Yes, sir. It's not, and I'm going to use this, and I don't believe Leroy will mind. But Leroy, it's not that your father, Frank, was so close to God, the reason you're close to God. Huh? Mm-mm. There's something in that man's heart. Yes, sir. There's something in that man's heart, it won't let him do certain things. Preacher, you know him? I believe I do. Not just saying this, folks. I've seen some things. And then again, I've not seen some things. Huh? Yes, sir. Preacher, we just all going to fall. We're all come short of the glory of God. That's a cop-out. Amen. I don't care who you are. Amen. Just a cop-out. Quit trying to find excuses why not to do something. Love will overcome it. Yes, it will, if you allow it. If you allow it. You hear me? You are here tonight because they something drawed you. Oh, preacher, I just love coming down there and hear you preach. Hogwash. Huh? You're here for a purpose. You're here for a reason. And brethren, that reason stirs up in you. So thank God that you want to gather together. I know what I'm talking about. And I know, my friend, that people have used that joy, my friend. That's exactly what the Lord, you say, preacher, he was talking about joy. He wasn't talking about love. No, I'm talking about love. It's on the same level. We joy and we love over things, my friend, that comes to us, that we receive. Yes, sir. Did you know the scripture teaches that there is more joy in giving than they are receiving? Huh? Yeah. Truth of it is, we got it backwards. That's what he told them. He said their joy is just like the joy of harvest. Just like the joy when men gather spoil and divide it. He said that's what their joy is. Folks, that's what folks' love is tonight. Listen. Brethren, there's something on the inside of us that belongs to God. And the fact of it is, it loves God tonight. Yes, it does. And I'm going to tell you something else. It loves to be loosed. Yes, sir. It loves to be let go. It loves, my friend, to have its way. When it can get it. I call it the can't help it. Sometimes I get to can't help it sometimes. That you may not understand tonight that the Lord can impress a man and give him a message, and he can start gathering things from the Lord, and the Lord just let him get him a big old basket full. And he, in my case, me, I get to thinking, Lord, I'm going to enjoy this. I'm going to enjoy this. And you get behind the pulpit, and you read the scripture he gives you to read. And while you're reading it, he gives you something else. Huh? Yes, sir. Preacher, you ought to went with that other. I couldn't go with the other. I've give you what the Lord give me. Listen. We need to figure out what love is. And get it in its right place. And brethren, you'll find out what the goodness of God is. Yes, you will. Yes, you will. Do you know why a lot of things are not pleasing the people? Because they have to make it work. The Lord sees some things in you. At an early age in my work facility, I didn't think Personally, I didn't want to be number one, but they thought I ought to be in management some way, form, or fashion. And I fought it. I mean, I fought it like a bear. I told them, I said, no, I'm perfectly satisfied right where I'm at. Well, that rocked on just a little bit. Wasn't long. They done it anyway. I said, well, you coming in the plant? You going to learn everything here? Out here in the office, the whole nine yards. I hated it. I mean literally hated it. I thought to myself that this ain't my place. But listen, there's a point to this. What did Moses say? What's the very first thing that Moses said when the Lord said, you're going down yonder and deliver my people? He said, yeah. Before that, he said, I can't do it. I'm not going. Huh? Lord's speaking to him in this bush that's burning. Told him to pull his shoes off. Huh? Didn't want nothing between him. Brethren, the fact of it is, we've kept too much between us. We've not got rid of the things that load us down. Amen. I can speak from experience. Amen. Yes, sir. Well, they put me in management. I'm plant manager for about 3 years, and I quit. Went to another job. Hadn't been on that job 2 weeks. Man called me in there and he said, Randy's going to put you over this and this and this. Now, you know what I come to the conclusion of, Robert? I better find out how to be happy in where I was at. Now, I loved where I was working. So I found me a place, my friend, just to be happy. Content with what I was having to deal with. Been in management all my life since 1979. Huh? Yes, sir. Management. Listen, the Lord had something in store for Moses. He has some blessings in store for Moses. Did you know that after Moses had said all this, I love the scripture that Crafton mentioned about Moses, that best thing in this world, you want to get somewhere with the Lord, you need to get just as humble as Moses was. He said, who am I? Yes, sir, who am I? I can't speak. He told him, he said, I'll send Aaron with you, your brother. Listen. Some of us, my friend, held on to things that ain't nothing but a hindrance to us. You may think I've lost my mind, but I can give you enough of the Word of God, I believe, prove to you that Aaron was a hindrance to Moses. But God sent him. And he told Moses, he said, okay, he's going. He said, but I'm speaking to you. He said, you gonna speak to him. Glory. Hallelujah. Woo. Moses said, all right, said, who am I gonna tell him sent me? Who am I gonna tell him sent me down there? He said, you tell him I am that I am has sent me. Yes, sir. They come out of Egypt over there, and Moses was handling every problem in the whole nation of Israel. All of them, all their problems, here they come. And Moses' father-in-law told him, he said, it's too much for one man. It's too much. He said, you divide them up and said, let them go answer to them and then let them come to you. Yes, sir. There's a way of getting this thing done. Amen. Yes, they are. Did you know tonight, my friend, that it's going to take your love, your love, your love to get some things done? You hear me? I'm going to tell you something else. I can't help it. The Bible says, casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. There's some things, my friend, that God's going to expect out of you. Preacher? Had a feller to come to me one day. And he had come to me several times. He wanted me to go talk to one of his daughters. And I told him, I said, I'll pray about it. Lord, give me liberty, I'll go. It got heavy upon him. It got so heavy that he couldn't sleep. He come in a couple of weeks later and he looked at me and he said, Randy, he said, I believe I'm going to have to go talk to my daughter. He said, I've been trying to pray, Lord, lay it on your heart. And he said, he just told me plainly that I was going to have to go talk to her. Huh? Some of you don't want to get out of the pew. Preacher, you going to get on to us? I'm just going to get straight with you. Sometimes, my friend, we just don't want to do it. Do you know that? It'd been a whole lot easier for him if I'd went. Do you know that? Yes, sir. I've been in that situation. I've been in the situation, Lord, you send them somebody down there. Next thing I know, the Lord's dealing with me. You know what He's dealing with me about? Go down there. You got to go. I'm not going to send somebody else. You going. Have you ever prayed, my friend, and somebody come before you? I'm talking about just as plain as day, just come right before you. If you've not had that experience, you just keep praying. You will. It'll come home. And I'm going to tell you something. You'll do it out of the love of Jesus. Yes, you will. Sometimes it's not the easiest thing. I've told you a lot of times. Lord, don't give me a lot of things, my friend, to dwell on about preaching to you sometimes, because the truth of it is I'd get them messed up. I'd get Randy's thoughts in it. I'd get Randy's wherefores in it. I'll say this. I've always been this way. And I've got a good wife, by the way. I've got a good wife. She's known a lot of things and never opened her mouth. She's heard a lot of things and she never. But you know what? Lord, Lord want Randy to know? I probably know more about you than you think I do. God's got a way of showing you things, don't he? God's got a way. I'm going to be honest with you. You might say, preacher, I don't know you all that well. You don't have to. But I'm going to tell you something else. A lot of that has to do with love. Yes, it does. How many times tonight? How many times tonight has the Lord whispered to you? He's telling you the truth. I'm not lying to you. I'm not here just bopping my gums, church. We need to learn how to love. You hear me? We need to learn how to love one another. Yes, we do. We need to understand what it is, my friend, to help a brother carry his load. Now, there's loads that I can't help you with. There's things I can't not help you with. But there are some things, my friend, that I've probably been bearing of yours and you got no clue. You hear me? But did you know? Those things don't burden me down. Those things won't kill the horse. You hear me? What kills the horse, my friend, is all them naysayers out there using the word love very loosely. I'm not going to apologize to you. I preach to you what the Lord give me. They used that word joy. He said, I've multiplied them. I have absolutely multiplied them. He said, but not their joy. Their joy has not been multiplied because their joy is as the joy of the harvest or as one that divideth the spoil. Receiving. Coming in. Preacher, you can't leave it just like that. I believe I can. It's in mine and your best interest to do all we know to do between us and the Lord. Now, I'm going to tell you something. A lot of times, my serving the Lord is not what you think sometimes. I don't come to the meeting place to serve the Lord, number one. That's not what I come for. Nor should it be what you come for. But my serving the Lord a lot of times is serving you. It's serving one another. I done something a couple of months ago. I don't do this normally. I don't ever mention it normally. But I was in a certain place and I just walked by some folks, a young man, young lady. They had four kids. Don't ask me why. And as I walked by, I didn't know them from Adam. As I walked by, the Lord impressed me to do something. I walked down about 2 aisles. I said, all right. I walked back over where he was at, and I done what the Lord told me to do, and I walked out. And I was walking to my vehicle. And you know what? I said, Lord, I've done it. I've done it. I've done what you want me to. Now what you gonna do for me? Preacher, you didn't do that. I sure did. And as quick as I done that, I stopped a minute right there in the parking lot. I stopped and I said, Lord, just forgive me. Just forgive me. Didn't think no more about it. God's got a way of getting our attention. Sometimes it ain't what we think it is. Do you know that? But he has blessed me and blessed me and blessed me and blessed me again. Glory, hallelujah. And I done what? One little old thing. Huh? Just one little old thing. And I'm going to say this, Steve. He still blesses. Amen. I hope you got something out of the message tonight. I really do. I got something out of it. Well, you did not. I got something out of it. Anybody got anything you need to say or do, leave with us.